These have been the most amazing 3 days of my life. I want to thank Isai Yu for choosing me. Also for laying me, she thought, but did not add. She and Dave still enjoyed the occasional snuggle, but not like that of the previous night. It had never been like that. And if Roland hadn't been distracted, very likely she would have blown her silly self up like a black cat firecracker. Roland nodded and watched the streets of the city, a version of Lud but still young and vital, go by. "What about your car?" he asked. "If we want it before we come back to New York, we'll have someone drive it up to Maine. Probably David's Beamer will do us. It's one of the advantages of being wealthy." "Why are you looking at me that way?"
"You have a cartomobile called a Beamer?"
"It's slang," she said. "It's actually BMW. Stands for Bavarian Motor Works."
"Ah." Roland tried to look as if he understood.
"Roland, may I ask you a question?" He twirled his hand for her to go ahead. "When we saved the writer, did we also save the world?" "We did somehow, didn't we?"
"Yes," he said.
"How does it happen that a writer who's not even very good, and I can say that, I've read 4 or 5 of his books, gets to be in charge of the world's destiny, or of the entire universe's?"
"If he's not very good, why didn't you stop at 1?
Mrs. Tassenbaum smiled. "Touché. He is readable, I'll give him that. Tells a good story, but has a tin ear for language. I answered your question, now answer mine. God knows there are writers who feel that the whole world hangs on what they say. Norman Mailer comes to mind. Also Shirley Hazzard and John Updike. But apparently, in this case, the world really does. How did it happen?"